across something that made me think of this phrase, the good news. And I wondered what's good news. And the definition of good news is something that is positive, encouraging, uplifting, desirable, or liked. Something that's beneficial. Something that's desirable. Have you ever had a flat tire and somebody says, good news, I got a jack? You know, that's something that's very good news at the time. And so this morning, I want to know if you want to know some good news. Do you want to know some good news this morning? I got some good news. I got three or four or five pages of good news this morning. And I want to know if we want to know the good news this morning. Bad news travels maybe twice as fast as good news. But I want to know some good news this morning. I want you to know that there's a new lifer. The newest new lifer is being knitted together in its mother's womb right now as I preach this message. The newest new lifer is being knitted together this morning. You think you crochet or you knit in church? So does God. And right now, in that mom, right now, God is knitting together the next new lifer. You want to know some other good news? There's this new lifers this past week that have celebrated 46 years of marriage. 46 years of successful marriage. And they still drive here every Sunday together. They still hang out together. They still like each other. 46 years of marriage. That's good news. I think that might be the top years of marriage at New Life. That's good news this morning. There are new lifers that are just received a job or took a job or will be taking a job tomorrow. And they're excited about where God's taking them. And they're excited about their new job. They're excited. That's good news to them. They got a new job. They got a job that keeps them home. They got a job. They've been displaced from where they were working. And they worked hard and they got their training. And they start a brand new job tomorrow. That's good news. That puts a smile on their face. There was a new lifer on Monday night that was inundated with the Holy Spirit. There was a new lifer on Monday night that felt the filling of the Holy Spirit for the very first time in his life. And you should have heard, I'm quoting from him right now, "This is the best high I've ever experienced." And as God was doing a work in his heart and as he was proclaiming what God was doing, it was exciting to watch and be in the room where the Spirit of God was filling someone, where God was working through someone. That's good news. God is still working. The Spirit of God is still filling people. There's good news. You want to know some more good news? We have filled this parking lot and this grass 28 weeks in a row. We have never surrendered this parking lot all the way through since last March. The church has been meeting here every single week. And we have gathered here and we proclaim God's word. And we have sung together. We have anointed people in this very parking lot for the healing. We anointed this morning someone for healing this morning. We're continuing to walk with God. Whether we're in a building or whether we're in a parking lot or whether we're in grass, God is working in and through us. That's good news. God hasn't been held at bondage from anything that's going on in our world. He's still working. That's good news. You want to know some more good news? There was a new lifer that last Sunday was bound to a hospital bed. And today, she's in the presence of Jesus. No longer bound to a hospital bed. We have hope, I'm telling you. We have hope that Jesus takes with him those that are in him. And Miss Pinky is in the presence of Jesus this morning. That is good news this morning. You want some more good news? The giving at New Life has been off the charts in the last 6 months. What is wrong with you people? Some of you showed up with huge checks and said, "I think God would say, I want you to have this because I think we're going to need it in the months to come." And it's just amazing what God has done with the giving that you've come to New Life. I'm telling us right now, if I look back, it's the greatest giving period since New Life has been New Life is the last 6 months. God is doing a work. That's good news. and what God is doing. And because of your giving, because of your sacrifice, we're going to upgrade some of our sound equipment. We're going to be better online. We're going to be better in the, and we can do a safe room because you gave. That's good news. You have some more good news this morning. New lifers have been lifting each other out of the ditch for months and years. And some of you are right in the ditch with someone right now. Not so you can wallow with them, but so you can lift them out. You're looking for that place and that exit out of that ditch. And God is showing you, and God is lifting you out of the ditch. And it's because a new lifer is in that ditch with you. Do you know that there's new lifers with us this morning that have decided to pray and fast every Wednesday? They fast and pray for our country because God has moved their heart. Because God says, I want you on your knees for this country, and I want you to fast and pray. And they have taken God at his word, and they are fasting and praying on Wednesdays. And they are seeking the Lord on behalf of our country. And they are looking for God to work in line, to bring people in line with him. That's good news. Do you want some more good news? There are men that are on their way to Jacob's Way that are incarcerated right now that are going to be members of Jacob's Way. I had a letter from one of the gentlemen that's coming next year, and he wrote in this letter, he's so excited to be a part of Jacob's Way. He's so excited to be out and be a part of life. And he asked me this, do you think it would be okay if I was a part of New Life? I'm longing. I'm hungry. I want to be a part of New Life. Is it okay with you? Can I get your permission? Can I get your permission to be a part of your body of believers? I'm hungry to be a part of something that's real and something that can energize me. I want to be, believe you me, I'll write him a letter back. He's welcome here. That's good news. And God is bringing other people and other men to Jacob's Way. God is doing a work in Jacob's Way. You should talk to Dave or Emily to see how God is providing and how God has given them favor with the system of the world. God has given them favor so men could come there and men can find the next step to healthy living, to walking with God. God is doing a work, and that's good news. Do you want some more good news? Do you want some more good news? Every week we have maybe 75 to 100 people sitting here in chairs, but do you realize there's like 10 or 15 or 20 cars sitting out there with people sitting in them? We have new lifers that we don't even know, that you don't even know that are new lifers yet. And if you've been in a car and you come since we have an outdoor service, you're already a new lifer. That's good news. You haven't hugged most of us yet, but you will. Hang in there. Because this is a hugging body, and we're going to be at your doors, and we're going to be at in your life, and you're going to be in our life. You might have to tell us, get off my porch. Week after week, I've watched what God is doing in our midst. I've watched what God is doing through these outdoor services. You want some more good news? Today is another day without rain. 28 weeks in a row, and I think I can count the number of raindrops we've had on this hand. Not rain days, raindrops. And God has given us another day to come here and proclaim his word and to sit outside and to listen to what God was doing. You want to know some more good news? You want to know some more good news? It says this, Jesus was delivered over to death for our sins and raised to life for our justification. That Jesus was delivered over to death for our justification. You know what justification means? That I'm reading from Romans 4 and 25 there. It says, Jesus was delivered over to death for our sins, for your sins, and was raised to life for our justification. It's the justification is the act where God declares you not guilty. And not only that, he declares you worthy to be in his kingdom. All at one moment, God said, you are no longer guilty of the sin. And not only are you not guilty, but you are now declared worthy to be in my kingdom. You are kingdom people. You aren't just free people. I just didn't free you from the sin and the bondage of sin in your life, but I welcome you all the way into my kingdom. Woo! That's good news. That's good news that I didn't have to wonder, God, am I good enough? He said, you're not good enough, but I love you. And you're not good enough, and that doesn't matter. Because Jesus went to the cross for you. Because I love the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. That whoever would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. That's good news. He says in 17:3 and 17 of John, it says that Jesus did not come to condemn the world. He came to set the world free. That's good news. He wanted to justify you. He wanted to line you up under God. He wanted to make you declare you not guilty of the sin that you have in your life. And then he wanted to bring you all the way into the kingdom. And I was listening to some old hymns this week. And it was because of Miss Pinky and with some of the things we're going to be playing at her funeral. And I come across this one. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and blessed for the world's sinners was slain. On a cross. That's good news. The cross is good news for you and me. It says that in Romans 4:25, but got to continue. It's on your handout this morning. It says this. You want some more good news? Therefore, because Jesus did that, therefore you got something. Therefore, he says this in verse 1 of chapter 5. Therefore, since you have been justified through faith, therefore, this is good news. You have been justified. When you receive Jesus as your Savior, you become justified. When you receive Christ as your Savior, you become justified. You become, let me say it again, declared not guilty by God. And I don't know what else is going on in your life, but if you know Christ this morning, if you know Jesus this morning, you are justified. You are declared not guilty of sin. And not only that, you are declared worthy to be in the kingdom. That's this morning. I don't know what else is going on in your life. I don't know where your health is. I don't know what struggle you're going through. I don't know what battle you're up against. I don't know what garbage this world's trying to feed you. But know this morning. This is good news. That you are justified. That you are declared not guilty this morning. That you are declared not guilty this morning. And not only that, you have been declared worthy to be in the kingdom. I don't care really how you feel right now, because how you feel can be skewed. God said it. It's good. It's done. And you're done. You are justified. Look what he says. Therefore, since you have been justified through faith. You know what I love about that? He not only justifies us, but now he gives us the faith to believe that we can be justified. He said, that comes through faith, and you didn't have any faith to begin with, but I gave you some faith. I gave you faith. I gave you what you needed to believe in me so that you can be justified, declared not guilty. Oh, what? That's a great racket for us. God says you don't have the faith to believe, but let me pour some faith into you so that you can believe. Because I want to justify you. Because I want to declare you not guilty. I want to give you the assurance that's truth. That's truth. He says, you can be justified. You can be declared not guilty of the sin. And I know you don't believe it yet, perhaps, but let me pour the faith into you. Let me pour the faith into you that you won't only sing, he's a way maker, but you'll start to believe it. And you only start singing, he's a miracle worker, but you'll believe it. That he's a promise keeper, but you'll believe it. That he's the light in the darkness, but you start to believe it. See what happens? God pours that faith into you. He said that justification has come through faith. Then I've given you that faith too. Because I don't want you only to sing the words of the song. I want you to believe the words of the song. And I can give you what you need to believe the words of the song. Because I am the way maker. I am the miracle worker. I am the light in the darkness. I am the King of Kings, and I am the Savior of the world, and I am the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and I am the Bread of Life, and I am the Good Shepherd, and I am the Redeemer, and I am the Forgiver. I need you to believe that, so let me give you what you need to believe. That faith, boom, there it is. Now when you believe that, you get to be justified. Woo! I'm telling you, that's a great deal. That's good news. So when you believe, you are declared not guilty by God. And when you believe, you are declared acceptable to him. And when you believe, you are approved by God. And when you believe, you are welcomed into the kingdom of God. We've only gone through 5 words of Romans 5. It says, therefore, you have been justified through faith. We have peace with God. That's good news. If you're reading from your Bible this morning, you may want to write right at the top of Romans 5, this is all good news. It's all good news. It's all good news this morning. You have faith that God has given you so he can justify you, so he can declare you not guilty. Guess what else you have? You're at peace with God. you're at peace with God. You are at peace with God. God is not mad at you. I want to say that again. God is not mad at you. Will we stop believing that God is mad at us? God said, I'm not mad at you. I am not mad at you. I am at peace with you. Because why? Because I've given you the faith so you could believe, so that you could be justified, so you could be forgiven for the sins that are in your life, and that separates you from me, and I've given you the ability to be in my kingdom. Certainly, I'm not mad at you. Why would I do all that? Why would I do all that and still be mad at you? What kind of nut do you think I am, God's saying? I do all that. I give you all that so you can know that you have peace with me. And I want you to know I'm not mad at you. I'm not warring against you. I am not plotting how to get you. I am not setting a trap for you. I am not trying to trip you up. I'm not trying to mess you up. You and I have a peace treaty. His name is Jesus. I've justified you. I've given you the faith so you can believe, and then you believe, and now you think I'm mad at you. That's messed up. God says, I'm at peace with you. Would you stop? Would you stop thinking that I'm warring against you, that I'm mad at you, that I'm trying to trip you up, that I'm messing with your life? I'm trying to unmess your life. That's good news. That's good news this morning. So far, you got nothing involved in it. Faith, justification, and peace, it's all from God. Well, I don't know if I'm good enough. It doesn't matter. It's all from God. Faith, justification, peace, it's all from God. You don't need to be good enough. You don't have to worry about it. God did it all. That's good news. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There it is. There's your peace treaty. Through whom you have what? Gained access by faith. There it is. Now you need faith again. So he said, wait a minute. Whoop, here's another dose of faith. Because I want you to have access to me. I want you and I to have an intimacy together. I want you to be in cahoots with me. I want you and I to have conversations with each other. And now not only have you been given faith so that you can believe, so you can be justified, so that you can have peace with me, now I want you to know that we have this relationship. Woo! That's good news. You have access to me. And he said, I know you needed an extra dose of faith, so guess what? In the middle of this, I got faith. It's like double stuffed Oreo cookies. You got layer after layer. It's doubled up. I'm giving you more faith. Man, I think God is mad at me. Then ask God to give you more faith to believe that he's not. Well, I've sinned too much. I don't think God's ever going to forgive me, or I'm all that in a bag of chips, and I don't really need to be forgiven. Well, that's not truth. Either one of those things are not true, so ask God to give you more faith so you can believe. And God said, I want you to know you have access to me. You have this relationship with me. You have gained access. Therefore, since you have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have access by faith into the grace in which we now stand. You can approach God with freedom and confidence, the scripture says. You have access to God. But look what else he says there. He says, therefore, since you have been justified through faith, I'm reading this verse over and over and over. I know, because I have it over and over and over in my notes. I'm not stuttering and I didn't forget what I said. I'm very aware of what I said, and I'm very aware that I have 1,287 characters when I normally have 950. Just so you know, in my notes, I normally have 1,287 characters. I normally have 950. Today I got 1,287. Why? Because I repeat verses 1 and 2 over and over and over because it's good news. And I want to know the good news. And I got to be told more than once the good news. And so I'm reading it over and over and over. Actually, about 337 more words than I normally have. And if you figure that up, I got about 8 times I got that verses 1 and 2 in my notes. So let me read it again. Here it goes again. You got this. He says, therefore, since you have been justified through faith, there you go. God's given you the faith. There we go. You're not guilty of sin. You're welcomed into God's kingdom. God is at peace with you. So stop thinking he's out to get you. And now that's through Jesus Christ. And now you have access to him by the faith that he's already given you. Another dosage of faith. You can have the presence of God. And then he goes on to say, by faith into with this grace into which you now stand. Just so you know, you're head deep in grace. You know that this morning? You're not working your way toward grace. You're in it. You're wet with grace. As a matter of fact, you're soaking with grace. And God says, now wait a minute. I know that's what it means when I brought you into my kingdom. What does it mean that you brought me into your kingdom, God? It means that you are soaking with grace because I have plunged you into grace. You stand in grace. Up over your head, you're standing in grace. And grace is this, getting what I don't deserve and not getting what I do deserve. So God says, guess what? I'll tell you, I'm not mad at you, and I'll prove that because you're standing in grace. If I was mad at you, you'd be standing in judgment. And I'm not mad at you, you'd be standing in my wrath. If I was mad at you, you'd be standing in my judgment or my wrath or a combination of the two. I just guarantee you that's not where you want to be. But he said, that's not what I want for you. I don't want you to be doing that, so I give you faith so you can believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that Jesus is the way maker. So then you can be forgiven for what separates you from me, your sin. And now you can be brought into the kingdom where you can have peace with me and that you can have access to me. And you can know that you're standing up over your head in grace. Woo. I love preaching this message. It's all good news. Don't you like to be the bearer of good news? I like to go and give good news. Sometimes I don't get to do that. Hey, go tell this person that this something's happened over here. And I said, that's not good news. I really don't want to do that. But today I get to give good news. He said, you're standing in grace. You're head over. It's over your head in grace. And don't stop there. We still got verse 1 and 2. It's still in my notes again. I'm still looking at verse 1 and 2. I'm guaranteeing you I am on page 5 of my notes, and verse 1 and 2 is still there. And it says, therefore, since you have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom you have gained access by faith into this grace in which you now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. You know what that means? It means this. It can be translated this way. I love it. Let us keep rejoicing because Jesus is forever. Guess what's going to change? Guess what's going to change out of all that? Guess what's going to change out of all that? Nothing! Nothing's ever going to change out of that. God's always going to give faith. God's always going to justify. God's always going to give peace. God's always going to dispense grace. God's always going to give this relationship to us. You can rejoice in that, he said. You can rejoice in that. Because Jesus is not going away. Hey, guys out there on the bicycle, Jesus loves you. Do you know that? He's awesome. I'm glad you joined our service this morning. Don't go away. We're almost done. Give me the thumbs up. There you go. Who wouldn't want to be for this service? Just who wouldn't want to be here? We got the new East Freedom gang here this morning. It's all good news, he said, and you can rejoice in that because Jesus is not going away. I got to tell you one more time that we are moving now once and for all. We're moving to verses 3 and 4. Look what it says there. Not only so, I love those phrases. That's not only true. Hey, God, buckle up. I got more for you. As if that wasn't enough. I got more for you. And he says this, not only so, but we also rejoice in our suffering because we know the suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. He says, I know, listen, I know that I've left you on the earth. I know all this is true. I know you're forgiven. I know you got this relationship with me. I know you're at peace with me. But I also know that I've left you on this earth to be my witness. And I also know that this earth is not a easy place to live. And so he said, wait a minute. I want to give you something else. It's called perseverance. Boom. perseverance. You know what perseverance is? It's the ability to stand up and under what would crush a normal human. That's perseverance. You have been given superhuman strength. He said, not only did I do all this, and part of that grace you're standing in, part of that grace you're standing in is perseverance. What would normally squeeze the life out of people, it isn't going to squeeze the life out of you, because you have more than the normal human has. Because you have what? You have been given faith so that you could believe, so you could have access to God, so you could be at peace with Him, so you could be a part of His kingdom. And you're head deep in grace. And I'm going to give you something that this world can't stand up against, and that's called perseverance. And no matter what this world throws on you, the perseverance is going to get you through. Young man over there on a bike, perseverance is going to get you through. I know it's a big word. I can't spell it either. But it's something that God's going to give you. When you get tired of riding your bike and you're up a hill and you can't go anymore, when you need that little extra, that's what God gives us in our lives. He gives us that little extra. He gives us that little more. He gives us that little more. He gives us that little more so that we have perseverance. And you know what perseverance produces? Character. You know what the word character can be translated? Proof. It doesn't make you a character. It gives proof. It gives proof that you are a child of the Most High God. It gives proof that you are forgiven. It gives proof that you're walking with God. It gives proof that you are in His grace. It gives proof that God has given you perseverance. It proves it true. It produces proof. That's what perseverance does. And it builds your confidence. He calls it hope. Hope is confidence. And God says, I know that you don't know if you can get through tomorrow. Hang with me. I'll give you the perseverance, and it'll produce something in you called proof. And proof will produce this confidence in you. Because I love you, because I care about you, because you're in my kingdom, because my grace is up over your head. Verse 5 says this, and hope, this is what you end up with, this confidence in God. This confidence in God does not disappoint us. Because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. You want some good news? God loves you. Let me say it again. He's not mad. He's not setting a trap for you. He's not trying to screw you up. He loves you. And He's given you the Holy Spirit. Now listen, I'm on the last page of the notes, and I could go for the next 25 hours probably on what the Holy Spirit, and maybe we'll unpack that in the future, but just know that God has given you the Holy Spirit. God the Spirit now resides in you. So that you can have a Monday night experience. That's good news. Verses 6 and 7. You see? I love these. See, this is, I think the Bible is written for guys like me. You see what's going on here? Knock, knock, knock. Are you awake in there? You see? Wait a minute. Should I draw it out on the dry erase board again? Woo, you, wait a minute. I give you faith. So you can be justified. Woo! See that line? It's coming over. See the smiley face on the guy now? Here, frown face over here. Happy face here. Going down through. You have access to me. He's getting bigger. Smile. You have been given grace. I love you. You have access to me. I'll give you perseverance. It proves. It gives you proof. It builds your confidence in me. You see, just at the right time, when we were all still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Oh, you're right. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though maybe a good man someone might possibly dare to die for. You want some good news? But God demonstrated His love in this, that while you were still completely jacked up with sin, He loved you. And He did everything that you needed to be justified and to be in His presence, to be loved by Him. and to be soaked in grace, to be given perseverance, to be given proof, to let your confidence in God grow. That's good news. But God demonstrated his love in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, just a few more verses here, since we have been justified or declared not guilty and declared worthy to be in God's kingdom, the word justification. Since we have been justified by his blood, Jesus' blood on the cross, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? Exclamation point! I love those in the Bible. That's just Paul saying, woo! Because, or for, if when we, well, listen to this one, when you were an enemy of God, we were reconciled through him through the death of his son, how much more does God have for you? How much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Exclamation point. If God did all this while you were bound in sin and kicking against God and an enemy with God, and now you're standing over here over your head in grace, and God has given you all this amazing life in him, how much more will he give you now? God is not the discount store. And I have no problem with secondhand stores. But God's not a secondhand store. God is state of the art. High quality. Everything. And how much more? If I did all this, if I give you the faith to believe and justified you, when you were angry at me and you were mad and you were away from me, how much more would I give you now that you're my son or my daughter? I'm not mad at you. I love you. You want some more good news? I've sweat up my eyes. Not only is this so, I just love those passages of Scripture. Okay, wait a minute. Hang on. Pick yourself up off the floor. I know you give you too much good news to want. But not only all this is true, but listen, I'm ending with verse 11 this morning. Not only is this so, but we rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. You know what that is? That's God saying, wait a minute, this doesn't have an end. That's what he's saying there. This does not end. If we could interview Miss Pinky this morning, she would tell us, guess what, new lifers? It didn't end. That's a beautiful picture right there. You guys are awesome out there. God loves you. Jesus died for your sins so you could have a relationship with him. All you got to do is say, Jesus, you're cool. I'm messed up. Will you come straighten me up? Watch what he does. Good news this morning, new lifers. The last Sunday, 27th day of September. It's all good news. God has given you the faith so you can believe, so you can be justified, so that you can have peace with God, so that you can stand in his grace, so that he can pour into you perseverance, so he can build the proof that you need in your life, so that he can build your confidence in him, so that you can know more and more and more and more about him, and so that you can know it doesn't end here. I've got you for all of eternity. Let's pray this morning. Father, I thank you for this morning. God, I thank you for the four young bucks sitting out there beside their bicycles. To be honest, God, that's why I don't want to go inside. God, you're an amazing God. God, I read through that Romans 5, and I just couldn't believe what I was reading. And I'm standing in it. But as I read it through this week, I just couldn't believe how you packed that so full of good news. So, Father, thank you for that. Thank you for what you're doing as we stand head deep in your grace. And, Father, may we, I'm going to speak against something here this morning, God, because I have a feeling that some people here think you're mad at them, that you're not. Maybe it's someone on the internet. Maybe it's someone who's watching the live feed. Just so you know, God's not mad at you. God, you love us, and we know that. Father, so thank you for that. Father, thank you for what you're doing in and through us this morning. And Father, we're going to say amen here in a few moments, but that doesn't mean we stop being children of God. And we're going to get in our vehicles, and we're going to hook the trailer up to Tobin's truck, and he's going to drag it home. But that doesn't mean we stop being children of God. We are the church, God. You've called us that. And so, Father, as we go home, I pray that this good news would saturate our souls, saturate our hearts, and, Father, that we would know that's truth. That good news is truth. So, Father, thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day. Thanks, guys.